news, interviews, and commentary on all things Black Hollywood. Hollywood Redefined. From Los Angeles, California, and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies, this is Black Hollywood Live, Just Saying, featuring conversations on love, sex, and relationships from three sassy ladies. Black Hollywood Live, Hollywood Redefined.
You're listening to Black Hollywood Live.
And now, the host of Black Hollywood Live, Just Saying.
Good evening. Welcome to Just Saying. I'm Diane Valentine. I'm your host tonight. It is Friday night, and that's right. You are hanging with me, whether you like it or not, because you are tuned in to the right kind of conversation on a Friday night. So our girl, April Daniels, is not here tonight. Unfortunately, she had some personal matters come up, and at the last minute, she faked on us. You believe that? Dang, that girl is lucky we love her. She's lucky we love her. But you are hanging with me. And right to my left, my co-host for the night, Mrs. Jennifer Williams.
Hi.
Hi, Jay. Hi, Jay.
How are you?
Wonderful. And we have a very special guest in the studio with us tonight. Now, let me tell you a little bit about him, because this brother ain't just your average Hollywood actor. All right? So he is a Rialto, California native. He is multi-talented. He's an actor, a philanthropist, an entrepreneur. Some of his most recent film credits include The Equalizer with Denzel Washington, Cake with Jennifer Aniston, Forest Whitaker's Dope, as well as the biopic that broke all records that is making Hollywood really look and recognize hip-hop. That's right. He's a part of NWA Straight Outta Compton as well. He stars as Honey Nuts on the new sitcom You're the Worst. Now, this is a dark, twisted, romantic comedy. It airs on Wednesday nights at 10:30 p.m. on FXX. Most recently, you'll be able to see him on Major Crimes on TNT. That's coming up pretty soon. So I want you to look out for his character, John Barnes. And if that's not enough, you could also catch him on Blackish. Didn't I tell you this man was working in this town? All right? But he ain't just a pretty face, because he got some other skills, too. Now, I told you he's a successful entrepreneur. So he runs his own record label, Get It Done Records. He has his own production company, Only Sun Productions. He also has a clothing line called Vineyard's Finest. Now, if that's not enough, he also gives back. That's right. He's doing all that and still finds time to care about somebody else. So his nonprofit is Demo Nerds, and it is a nonprofit that essentially gives free acting lessons and classes and tries to empower inner city youth in LA and give them just a little bit of Hollywood and how they can make a career maybe, I don't know about as good as his, maybe half as good as his, all right? So you guys help me welcome to Just Saying, Mr. Alan Maldonado.
Man, that intro was amazing.
Oh, my God. What a long resume.
Round of applause.
I just don't understand.
Jeez. Watch this video just for that intro. That intro was amazing. Thank you so much.
Wait a minute. That's only the recent stuff.
Yeah.
Wow. You have been very, very blessed in this town.
Thank you.
And I like to believe that you were also gifted with some talent.
I try to believe that. I try to think that sometimes. But, a lot of hard work and effort goes along with it.
All right. Yeah. Well, thank you for joining us. As I mentioned, our girl April is not here tonight, but we are glad you were here to help us hold
it
down.
I'm here to step in. We're going to represent for April.
Nice. So in our tradition, since it is Friday night, mm-hmm. we kind of top off our show with a nice little cocktail.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
So, Jen, tell us what we're drinking tonight.
So tonight we are drinking Barely There, which goes with the theme of our show tonight. Mm-hmm. And you can find the recipe on our website at justthingshow.com. So let me know how you like it.
All right.
We know you don't really drink.
Yeah, I don't really drink. You
but
know
you
what
can
mean?
Cheers.
I'm barely there. I'm barely there to drink.
Yum. So tonight we're listening to Alan. His song is playing, and it's called You Can Be.
Oh, okay. It's playing right now. Let's do it. Hope everybody enjoys.
So where can people find your music?
You can go to getitdonerecords.com, or you can go to iTunes and look up Southern Monica the One, D-A-W-O-N-E. I have several artists that I work with. We mostly feature our music on TV shows and films, such as like Ray Donovan, House of Lies, The Voice, America's Top Model, Next Top Model, movies in Germany, Australia. We've been placed all over the world. So,
amazing.
It's been a real good run for us, and we continue to expand.
Wow, that's great. Yeah. Amazing.
Thank you.
I'm inspired. I feel like I don't have a job.
I need to go do something. So listen up, all you aspiring producers, singers, rappers, make sure you submit your material to JustSingLive@gmail.com, and maybe you might get featured on Just Sing.
Yes.
Thank you.
So what is the gossip this week?
Oh, right. I'm doing gossip because April isn't here.
Okay, what's word on the street right now?
We're going to switch it up a little bit for Just Heard, and we're going to play Two Truths and a Lie. So I'm going to tell you guys three scenarios
that's going on in the media
right now, and then you guys have to tell me which one is the lie.
All right.
Okay? So Beyonce, Jay-Z, and Blue Ivy dressed up as characters from Coming to America for Halloween. That's one story.
Okay.
Okay?
Supermodel Heidi Klum appeared at her famous Halloween party dressed as female rapper Nicki Minaj.
Okay.
Okay.
Kevin Hart and fiance Inigo channeled 90s fictional power couple Martin Payne and Gina Waters of the sitcom Martin for this year's Halloween.
Oh.
So which one do you think is false?
I would say that's an easy one for me because Heidi Klum was not Nicki Minaj.
Right. What was she? I don't remember, but she definitely
was Jessica Rabbit.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Yeah. Okay. All right. So, all right. You got that one. Okay. One for you.
Okay. Okay.
All right. So here's the next set.
Okay.
Singer Melanie Fiona is expecting her first child. Oprah cuts ties with her alleged secret son, Calvin Mitchell.
What? Okay. Okay. Wait a minute. It's getting real. Okay.
Caitlyn Jenner attends Kris Jenner's Gatsby themes 60th birthday bash.
I don't know none of that. Man, I'm going to go with the Oprah.
What do you think?
Two truths and a lie. So it was, I'm sure Caitlyn was at Chris's party because they believe in publicity. So
miss a moment.
And what was the middle one?
Oprah cuts ties with her alleged secret son, Calvin Mitchell.
Oprah, and there was one more.
Melanie Fiona's expecting her first child.
I'm going to say Oprah, too.
Wow, Caitlyn Jenner was not at Kris Jenner's Gatsby thing 60th bash.
Wow, I am super shocked.
I know.
Okay.
Well, you know, she was getting ready for her moments at the Glamour Awards.
So Oprah cut ties, though?
So that means that was That's the truth.
Yep.
Wow. Cut them off.
Wow.
Cut them off. You wasn't getting it right. Cut them off. It's real.
I'm like,
That's a bad day.
You,
you can
so
cut
right.
off from Oprah?
You are so right. So right.
I know. You got
that's
act right.
That's a bad day.
You got always act right when
that's
Oprah's
devastating.
Involved.
She's a billion. Oh, my God. He's at the house crying right now.
I know. But speaking of the Kardashians, I mean, did you guys see their pictures from the party? Like, look how amazing they look.
Yeah, I love the theme.
I love the theme. I don't know what the party looked like, but they looked amazing. Absolutely amazing. But when do they not? I mean, they kind of are some well-put-together chicks.
My vision ain't too good. I'm checking it out, though. It's all right. It's all right. Yeah, it looks good. It looks good for me.
All right, so the last set. Toya Wright says she gives Memphis, her soon-to-be ex-husband, 8 hall passes.
8?
Ooh. Okay.
Okay, that's a good marriage. All right.
Marinate on that for a second.
Just 8, though. Why not round it out to 10? But go ahead.
I know, right? United States Military Academy West Point confirms Republican presidential candidate Ben Carson's full scholarship.
Okay.
Democratic presidential hopeful Bernie Sanders has filed a bill in the Senate seeking to end the federal criminalization of marijuana.
I'm going to go B.
I'm going to go with Toya Wright is the lie. The 8 hall passes. black girls ain't really doing that.
Oh man,
black chicks ain't believe really in down that. With that.
I'm gonna believe in that. I'm gonna
they
just,
ain't really down
I went with
that.
V just to see, just to hope that that was the truth.
That actually is the truth.
That's the truth?
Yeah.
Boom.
Oh, it
Boom.
Was.
Mazel tov.
Yes.
What?
The lie is the United States Military Academy West Point confirms Republican presidential candidate Ben Carson's full
scholarship.
Wow.
That's all right.
Eight hall
that's
passes.
That's all right. That's one, also
but
almost
like,
one a month.
Okay, but what's the time
you take the summer
frame?
Off and you good.
Like,
that's, you take the so summer
eight,
off.
Eight hall passes for the year?
That's so yeah. ridiculous.
Yeah.
Oh, my
yeah.
Lord.
That's ladies.
Mm-mm.
Ladies,
don't you get no
ladies,
bright ideas.
Learn you something today. Eight hall passes. You
that's
want a good
wow.
man. You want to succeed in life.
That is crazy. That
I,
is crazy.
I wish
issue
I would.
Out eight at least a minimum of eight hall passes.
But why not just don't get married?
You want to get married to issue out
but
eight
wait,
hall
does,
passes.
But, you gotta, does, but does she get eight hall passes too?
Right.
See, now that's you going to see. Now y'all going, y'all digging too deep.
There's no double standard.
It's not a double standard. It's not a double standard. She set the rules. We're not going to go against what her beliefs is.
Oh, my goodness.
She said eight hall passes is okay with her. That's good.
Ladies, don't listen. Don't listen to the foolishness.
Ladies, it's a new millennium. It's a new life. It's a new world. Eight hall passes.
Oh, my goodness. All right. So I'm heated. I'm over here sweating just thinking about eight hall passes.
I know.
Passes.
I'm like,
oh, my
seven,
goodness.
Seven.
Then she should get 16.
Seven.
If he get eight, you get 16, girl.
You
a mess. Well, let's jump into our show. So tonight's show, we are talking about showing up and just being naked. So
okay.
As you can see, Jennifer and I are not super glam tonight. I left the house with, like, barely any makeup on, which is very uncomfortable for me. And no weaves, no wig. So for everybody out there who don't think I really have hair, I actually have really long hair. I just don't like dealing with it. But this is just me. Just me. Jen, how'd you feel about coming here tonight?
Well, actually, I had a really busy day, so I was kind of happy that I didn't have to do, like, the eyelashes and the contour mm-hmm. and just, like, although I have this pimple on my forehead that I was like, great. Like, one day I can't wear makeup. Like, but it's fine. I actually feel like very pretty.
Oh, okay.
Well, all right.
We know well, self-esteem.
Well,
it's never
all right.
Been a low
well,
point
right.
for you.
No, I mean.
Well, you ladies look fantastic. Don't you feel any type of way. You would be better if you gave out eight hall passes. Man.
How do you feel about women in makeup?
I'm not a fan of it.
Really?
Not really a
most
fan of it.
Not
a
really
fan
of
it. Not a fan.
Yeah.
I mean, just a little bit is fine. You know what I'm saying? But the over-exaggerate, it's not my thing.
Yeah. My husband hates it, too.
It's not my thing, man. Just give it to me natural. I want to see the real. I want to be able to look at my woman in some sweats and a baby tee at home and enjoy that.
Oh, you know? That's interesting. That's interesting. And I'm glad you're here for this show.
Okay.
Because we need your opinion. So,
let's go.
Now, segment number one. Talking about Barely There. Mm-hmm. So there's a 19-year-old student from North Carolina University, and she wrote the following on her Facebook page. I will not fill in my eyebrows. I will not contour my face. Mm-hmm. I will not wear eyelash extensions. I will not wear lipstick. I will not fill in the gaps in my teeth. I will not wear a waist trainer. I will not wear luxurious extensions. I will not apply artificial nails. I will not do anything to my appearance that hinders me from exposing my true self. Ladies, you don't have to change who you are to be accepted into society. You're already forcing them to accept you by simply being your natural, beautiful self.
How old is she?
19.
That's fantastic.
19.
That's fantastic. I commend her for that message. I think she's on to something, and I think that especially in our black community, to really love and embrace yourself and your natural beauty, your natural hair mm-hmm. is something that we really need to encourage more of. I totally commend her for that statement.
But, you know, it's interesting you say that because I do think, in particular, black women, mm-hmm. you know, we wear our insecurities on our sleeves, mm-hmm. right? And you say that black women should, you know, be accepting of who they are.
Yeah.
But how do we learn to be accepting of who we are when there are so many brothers who do not date black women? How do we find our own confidence?
Brothers that don't date black women. That's a very bold statement. I know a lot of brothers that love black women. So I don't know if I really agree with that part of it, but I definitely understand how us as black men need to encourage our black women to be more natural and to deliver more compliments and just encourage that behavior and encourage that more. It's nothing like a soul sister. It ain't nothing like it. Mm-hmm. I mean, my mother is black, and I love her to death, and I love what she represents. So, and just encouraging more black women to be themselves and to be natural and to love themselves more. I guess that's a part of the black men in the community, to encourage that more.
Yeah, I think so. So Jen, do you feel that enhancing your beauty with store-bought products, whatever they are, does it hinder you from exposing your true self?
No, I'm all about, if you want to enhance your beauty, I don't have a problem with that. I have a problem when you are trying to be someone else and you're just not being true to yourself. But I mean, nothing's wrong with a little enhancement.
Right.
I mean, we all do it. Whether it's from, getting your hair done to a haircut. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's all enhancing yourself. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I just think there's level to enhancement. And when you take it to a level where you're trying to be someone else, then I think it gets a little crazy.
So why do you think women wear makeup at all?
Well, I wear makeup because I want to look cute. I mean,
so then beauty is tied to makeup. In our eyes. And I'm a glamour girl. Like, every day I would get up and do full-blown hair makeup every day.
This is how I feel about it. For me, like, when I get up and my hair is fucked up and I look crazy, it does something to, like, my self-esteem. So for me, like, I want to look good because I know I need to project a certain type of energy when I walk out of my house.
Right.
So that's why I do, like, my hair, and I don't always, like, walk out the house with, like, a full face of makeup, but I feel like I need to look decent. And, like, certain things, when I wear certain things, I'm like, oh, shit, I gotta wear a little red lip, I gotta... So it just, for me, it just enhances my self-esteem.
I think for me, it's a thing of, it's a balance between being properly groomed and wearing too much makeup.
Yes,
okay. I think there's a balance. Like, I think that's where I really weigh in. Like, definitely where a woman puts on a little makeup, that's just her grooming herself, making sure she's at her best. And then there's those that just are infatuated, where they're just totally insane about the makeup. Like, they can't even go to the grocery store. I can't even roll out the bed without any on.
Right.
Like, there's a fine line between that.
So do you think there is a direct correlation with, just say, makeup or beauty, what we call beauty enhancements, and low self-esteem?
I think so.
That's interesting.
I think it does have a tie to it, but it's just a part of it all. Low self-esteem comes from more than just makeup. And it's something with them internally, emotionally, with things that they may have been through or they grow up at. I know a lot of beautiful women that are insecure about it, that are naturally beauty, but through the things that they went through in life, they look at themselves a certain way, and it's deeper than the makeup, because no matter how much makeup they have, it's something inside that they need to fix.
Right. And I get that. But I also like to think that, I'm the kind of chick that I do exactly what I want when I want. Right. So I do what makes me feel better about me. Right. And whatever that is, that's what I do.
Right.
Right. So when you say that, it's interesting because I am, I'm a woman who grew up with a daddy at home, which is a rarity, in America. But I grew up with a man telling me I was beautiful. I was smart. I was brilliant. I could do anything and be anything I wanted to every day.
Yeah.
So that's not something that I think even enters into my psyche.
Right.
But I am a glamour girl, right? So I feel like I'm on a diet every day. I just am.
Right,
I live in L.A. I work in Hollywood.
Right,
I'm on a diet every day. In fact, I'm hungry right now.
I don't think that has anything to do with your self-esteem.
I don't think it does.
That's
either.
What I'm saying.
That's my point.
That's what I'm saying. Like, the insecurity and the makeup really the makeup is just, I'm trying to think of the word I'm looking for, but it's something, it's just, it's not really the makeup. It's the insecurities that drives it. Like you said, you grew up with a father that told you these certain things and where you put on makeup just for you.
Yes.
And there's a difference between people that have insecurities that put them on and it's just covering up their real problems.
I think it's the difference when you put on makeup for yourself and when you put it on for the outside world.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, I put it on for myself because I know I'm like, okay, when I'm on, like, you can't tell me shit. But it's not for anybody else.
Right.
So.
Okay, but what about, you know, a case like this, whether, because for some women, whether they're in a meeting or whether they are going to the gym, they are showing up in full face.
Right. See, I hate that shit. When I'm in the gym and I see girls with like eyelashes and their faces all, and I'm like, bitch, where are you going? Like, you about to sweat. I mean, if you really in the gym to work out, like, you are sweating.
Yeah.
And then you're going to be looking crazy, like a wax figure.
That is a lot.
Like, I just don't agree with that.
That's a lot.
Like, when you're in the gym, you need to be in there to work out. You should not be concerned about how your face looks. You should be worried about how that body looks.
I totally agree.
Like, it's just crazy.
It is a little crazy. Yeah. So, Alan, I mean, I know how you feel about makeup, but just in general, when we look at, you know, where women are today, from not just makeup, but every woman is wearing a weave or hair extensions or a wig or something. Plastic surgery is at an all-time high. Yeah. You know, now it's not just, you know, breast enhancements, it's booty enhancements, it's facial features are being stretched. So what do men really think about all of that?
I personally, again, it's all internal for me. Like, you know, a real woman's beauty is what's inside. I know that sounds real cliche in, in what men, like, oh, no, she has to have a banging body. I've had my fair share of beautiful women. But they were externally beautiful and internally had some issues. So that really wasn't, it all became fool's gold to me in the sense of me being attracted to the physical. With that being said, like the plastic surgery and all this other stuff, if you feel that you have to do that, are you truly in love with yourself? Because you're always going to find flaws with yourself. You're always going to find imperfections. So if you start on that journey, you're going to say it's an endless journey. You're going to forever be pointing out things. When does it become that you fall in love with your flaws just as much as your strengths? You know, and that's my take on it. I would rather it not be done.
Okay. So I don't know if you are single or not. However, I will ask, you know, when you meet a woman, I mean, do you give somebody the time of day who may not be necessarily considered a 10?
Yes. I've dated all shapes and sizes, all ethnicities. And a lot of times it's more or less for me, it's conversational, it's personality. I have to be able to connect with you and communicate with you at a certain level for us to even continue to move on. Like I said, the physical, you can, it's beautiful. There's always another beautiful woman. There's always more beautiful than the one you have.
Yes.
So you have to have something more, a stronger foundation than just the physical. But of course, that is what usually leads to the first conversation or the first interaction is that physical. But a lot of times you involve yourself with individual work or whatever, you get in conversation and be like, oh, wow, I really like this person.
Okay. So. All right, so let me just bring up something.
Okay.
I'm going to say this, an elephant
bring
in
out.
The room.
Bring
all right?
it out. Bring so, it out.
So are you all Empire fans?
I've watched it a few times.
You've watched it a few times. You watch it. You watch it. Okay. So on last week's episode, Gabby Sidibe had a love scene.
Okay.
Right? So she had a love scene on the rooftop, with a young rapper or something right?
That's my man Mo.
Okay. So if you guys saw that scene, did it make you slightly uncomfortable or did you applaud seeing her?
No, go ahead, girl. See, you know what I'm saying?
I was uncomfortable.
Why was you uncomfortable?
Because it was just too many things to see.
Why was you uncomfortable?
Because it was just a lot. I was like,
it was
just a lot.
But I appreciate your honesty because most people won't be honest. Most people,
you
will
know,
be
I'm gonna keep you all the way real,
Alan.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, I had no problem with it, man. Big girls, we love too.
I was uncomfortable.
And you know, my mother's from the South. I got a lot of big boned women in my family. You know what I'm saying? That it's a part of this world. And I mean, that's the thing. That's the problem with a lot of television shows, that they don't show the reality.
Right.
And a lot of times, and that's the issues why I mean, just to go dig any deeper, why we're getting more black people on television, because we're getting closer to what's really reality. Like, you can't base a show in New York and it just be all white people.
Right. It don't work.
And that's the same reality where you can't have all sex scenes to be with a woman with a body as a 10. You know? That's just the world we live in. It's a lot of big women out there with kids. And that wasn't what that didn't seem come by magic.
You know what? I appreciate Lee Daniels going there. I just was not prepared. And I was like, ooh.
When would you ever be prepared?
Right.
I just was like, oh, that was just.
And I was like happy and applauding her, but she looked so uncomfortable. And physically she looked uncomfortable. And so I was thinking, like, is she looking so uncomfortable because she's a big woman, or is she uncomfortable because she is doing a love scene on TV?
It could be both. It could be just the love scene. You know, I know women with beautiful bodies that are uncomfortable with love scenes. You know, you're dealing with an individual that you're not intimate, or you may not have no emotional connection with, and all of a sudden on action, you have to be in love. You have to be in this passionate realm.
It's true, but I don't know. I guess I expect actors to just do it, and I think she's a great actor.
True, but it's a woman's a woman, and everybody has their lines, and they, I mean, the greatest actresses in the world, sometimes they don't never cross that line because they're not comfortable.
That's true. All right, so you guys chatting at home with us, we want to hear from you. All right, were you slightly uncomfortable seeing that scene, or were you applauding her? And be honest. Don't be hating on this. I was uncomfortable.
I like my girls BBW. All right. Shout out to Drizzy Drake.
I had to turn away. I was like,
come on, man.
Oh, my Lord. Let's move on. All right. So we're going to play a little game.
Okay.
One of our favorites here that we call Plead the Fifth. All right. So it's going to be Jennifer versus Alan.
That's tough. Plead the Fifth. Okay.
So there's a few questions. Mm. You have to answer the question completely honest.
Damn.
Or you can say, I plead the Fifth.
Damn, I can leave the show now, right?
So, but you only have one time to plead the Fifth.
You only got one lifeline.
Yes. And each time the opposing person pleads the Fifth, then you receive a point.
Okay.
Ooh.
All right?
Ooh,
First person to three points wins.
Who's keeping score?
Shaprentice is keeping score.
Oh.
You guys ready?
Okay.
All right.
And so you got to answer the question, or is it like a yes or no?
You have to answer the question completely honest, or you can plead the Fifth.
Oh, wait.
You only get one chance
to play.
You
only get one Fifth, too?
You only get one Fifth to play. Y'all ready? If you could choose one celebrity to be the father or the mother of your child, who would that be?
Will Smith.
let's just go with Beyonce.
I'm gonna go with that. So what's one thing that if your mom knew about you, she would freak out?
My mom would freak out if she knew I ate the booty like groceries.
Okay.
Oh my God! I love Jennifer.
Damn it, man! All right. Mine would be not that route, but
I love when I make them stutter.
Man, it's real over here. I guess my mom would freak out if she knew that I grew up in like playing video games and grew up around drug dealers my life. She didn't know that.
Okay.
So, yeah. I played video games in the dope house, and I learned how to bag and sell drugs.
Okay.
I didn't sell drugs. I never sold drugs.
We're not here to judge. I just learned how to bag and sell drugs.
I can see Mom freaking out about that.
She would. All right. I don't have to believe you on that one.
all right. What's the first place your eyes would wander if you saw me naked? Both of you. If you saw me naked.
Man, the breasts.
The
breasts. Next question.
Oh, Lord. All right.
Next
two
question.
Four, no fifth. All right. So, have either of you ever woken up next to a total stranger?
Hell no.
In bed, meaning woken up in bed.
To a total stranger?
Yes.
Like, you just woke up and who
you? Woke
you?
Up like, how'd I get
no,
here?
No, 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 no.
Neither?
Yeah, I don't drink. I don't drink.
So okay, all right.
No, I've woken up like, what happened?
Right,
not a total stranger.
Mm-mm. Okay. Have either of you showed up somewhere to surprise someone butt naked?
Nah, I ain't did the butt naked stroll. I ain't did that. No, I ain't.
No,
you thinking. You did.
No, I didn't. I didn't. I think I intended to do it once, but then he pissed me off, so it just didn't happen.
Okay. Didn't happen? Sure about that?
I had the mink on and everything.
Yeah,
I was going, oof. But, yeah.
Was it cold?
No, it was really hot.
I can detail it was cold. No, it was hot.
It was very hot.
And, the mink was brown and blue.
Kind of it was black.
It was black. Wow. And he made you mad.
Mm-hmm. It was a wrap.
So sad. You could have had something, brother. Could have had something.
All right. So have either of you ever had to delete provocative email exchanges or text threads out of fear that your partner would find them?
Oh, yeah.
Yep. Absolutely.
Yep.
Absolutely.
Yep.
You already know the answer to that before I even say it.
Yeah, I did definitely have to do that.
Mm-hmm. All right. Yep. All right. These are getting a little personal.
Uh-oh.
Okay, so I'm going to warn you. Okay. Have either of you ever had sex with a really close friend because you just wanted to see what it was like?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. 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 Yep. Yep.
No.
Yep.
All right. Yep. So, all right. Another very personal one.
Forgive me. Mm-hmm.
Bring friendship stronger.
Every now and then.
Okay.
Friendship.
So if you found out today that you had fathered a child, and that child is now, say, over 12 years old, would you acknowledge that as your child and take the responsibility?
I would. After a test. We take that blood test and find his mind. Yeah, we good. We good. I'm all for it.
Well, that doesn't apply to me.
That doesn't apply to you. Like, how would that happen?
That doesn't
you woke
apply
up
to
and you.
You
just had a baby at 12.
But I do have...
Immaculate conception? Yeah. No.
I do have one for you, Jen.
Okay.
It's a little personal, too.
Okay.
Have you ever been in a relationship with someone, found out you were pregnant and had an abortion and didn't tell him?
No, but...
See,
I remember
that's
my ex-husband and I got drunk as fuck one night, right? And I came home.
Uh-huh.
I was not with him. And I woke up like, did we have sex? I really don't remember, but I do not want to have this motherfucker's kid. So I went to CVS and got a plan B.
Plan B.
Oh, stop.
Plan B.
But we didn't end up having sex. But
oh, y'all didn't even have sex? You took the plan B?
Yeah, I took it just in case.
Oh, wow.
How you know? That's what he said?
That's what he said.
But
I really didn't know. Like, I was really fucked up that night.
Yeah.
It's one of those drunken nights at Liv. And I came home like,
Okay.
And I took a plan B.
Okay.
Amen.
Just in case, like, listen, I needed to know.
Okay.
You good.
Because I knew I was about to make that power move, and I was like, I don't need no problems, no obstacles, no kids, no abortions. No.
All right. So before we wrap up,
okay.
I'm going to give both of you two more questions.
Okay.
Okay? But they are going to come from each other. Jennifer, you have two for
Alan. Oh, no.
Alan, you get to ask Jennifer two.
Come on, Mitch gave me a break.
Wait, so I just off the top of the dome?
Off the top of the dome. Man, this is ridiculous. Man, you go first. You go first, man.
Make it good, Jen.
Make it good.
Let's see.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Are you...
Mm-hmm.
Into truffle butter.
No. No.
That shit's nasty, Alan.
No,
I appreciate that.
Disgusting. No. No.
I mean...
I'm going to say that back. Are you into truffle butter?
No, because that sounds like a yeast infection.
Okay.
I'm good.
You know, it could go with groceries. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah,
it could go with groceries.
That's a good point, Alan.
Just say it.
No, go ahead.
Yeah,
listen, y'all know I'm all for some good anal sex, but after that, I'm done. Like, I'm done.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I gotta really like you. If I let you put it in my ass.
I would hope so. I hope this ain't just
oh, my goodness.
Yeah, no, I don't do that. This ain't the new relationship. I don't do that.
This ain't the new relationship type of deal. Okay.
All right, Alan, you got one for Jen.
I got one for Jen. Okay. Man. Boom. Okay. All right. Have you had a threesome?
No, I haven't. Oh. I've never. And I never had a one night stand.
You need to live a little.
Because I just feel like. All this I trouble, feel like.
All this anal and all this other stuff you're talking about. You ain't taking threesome.
No, I just feel like I'll be more than enough. So you don't need a third person.
Yeah, that's what you're selling him. That's what you're selling him.
Have you ever wondered about a threesome?
Yeah. Let's talk about this, man.
No, I've never.
Let's talk about this, man.
No.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Live a little.
All right. One more question, Jen.
Oh, God.
Yes, one more so we can move on.
Let's see. God, my mind is just, I don't want it to be like sexual.
We already know what you're thinking, Jen.
I know. I'm like the.
After I read his bio, you might as well.
Oh, God. I'm like the freak of the group. Okay. Let me see. Have you ever been with a married woman?
No. That's one rule that I will never break. I've never been. I've had opportunities, but that's something I would never cross. I had something. I'm just adamant about that.
Wow.
I've been Mr. Steal Your Girl, though. I've been that. But when he's a married woman, because, I mean, at the end of the day, if that man comes to my house and put a bullet in me, he has every right to.
Yep.
Agreed.
Yes, he does. That's his wife. I don't play with that.
Okay.
Simple.
All right. Well, thank you guys for playing. Thank you for playing. So, it is football season. Are you a football fan?
I'm a basketball fan, but I watch football
fan.
A little bit.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well,
It is football season, and everybody's into fantasy football, and I guess we're in week 8 now
of
football. Yeah, I know. 16 weeks. So you guys know what it is. You got to go to DraftKings.com, enter promo code GEEK, and enter your chance to be a millionaire every week, a free chance to win $1 million. But you got to play fantasy football. Are you into it?
I'm not in fantasy basketball all day. Like the whole fantasy game thing is actually super fun, though. It's super fun. You can compete with your homeboys, your friends, and on there. I think it's money in there. It's wages you can do.
Right? DraftKings is giving away $1 million every week. I mean, that's amazing. So you guys make sure you go to DraftKings.com, enter promo code GEEK, and if you guys win $1 million, y'all already know what it is. We need a finder's fee, like 10%. And we told y'all about it. But make sure you enter and try and win $1 million. I'm all for it.
Yeah. And they, you know, I think they should be giving us some more than just one free pass to play.
I know, right?
You know,
like maybe
just a little bit.
One pass every week. Why not?
I just might get interested in football.
Exactly.
Gotta do it.
I just might figure out who's playing.
Win $1 million, and I just might get interested in football.
All right. So let's move on, guys. Let's talk a little bit about my insecurity made me do it. All right, so. I believe that we are all insecure to some degree. Now, you know, there are some mild cases of insecurity, and then there are more severe cases of insecurity. And when you're dating, I feel like for men, it's impossible if you think you're going to ever find the perfect woman that has zero insecurities.
Let me tell you, a lot of these men are insecure, too.
Yes. I think men are insecure as well. Yeah. You know, and I think as you observe these insecurities, you have to tell yourself, you know, is this like still a mild case, or is this relationship starting to feel a little toxic? Because there are some extreme cases of insecurity.
Yes,
particular in this town.
Yes, particular
in the prettiest women in this town.
Oh my God, that shit crazy.
Very, very interesting. Yeah,
nuts,
very
nuts,
interesting. Right?
Insane, crazy women. Yes.
So you know. I'd like to think that women, you know, we manifest our insecurities a little differently than men, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, and I think it's because women need more emotional validation.
Right.
You know, men need something else too, but for women, it's emotions that drive us. So, recently read an article, and there's just a few signs that you are an insecure woman.
Okay.
So, let me guys know if you agree with these. She is defensive.
Yeah.
That could be a form of it, but I think that could just also leave from situations that have happened in her life. Okay. And she might just be a miserable bitch.
But that's insecurities, I believe. Right. Like, that's the things you're talking about, the things that happened before in her life. I mean, it could be anything with past relationships, and it doesn't have to be insecurities with herself, but insecurities with the person that she's dealing with, and like how they're going to treat her. And like, I think it's just defensive. It's definitely insecurities.
So what about if she's the jealous type?
Oh, I hate that shit.
Yeah, that's, that you can put that, chalk that up with insecurities. Chalk that up.
Put that in the pot. Jealous shit is like, I mean, listen, certain times I think is warranted, but like just all the time being jealous for no reason, that's fucking annoying.
Yeah, a little jealousy is fine. A little jealousy is fine.
Okay, but what about when every problem in the relationship is always somebody else's fault, never hers?
No, that's bullshit.
I don't know if that's insecurities. That's that person's issues. You got some problems.
She
don't want to put it on herself. That's not being responsible.
Yeah, sometimes you gotta look yourself in the mirror and be like, you know what?
This is my fault.
I'm gonna take the blame for this one. I gotta take this L. Yeah. But a lot of people don't like to do it. Yeah, listen, I don't like to do it either, but sometimes I have to be the bigger person.
You gotta swallow
and say, okay, it was my fault. I'm sorry.
Okay, it doesn't happen too often. When she, you've heard the expression that misery loves company, so she encourages failure.
Oh yeah, that she gotta go. She gotta go. That ain't going.
But I don't, I don't think that's being insecure. I just think that
that's emotional issues.
Yes, I think
emotional issues. Dwelling on
bad shit, crazy.
Yeah. And some people just have a negative outlook on life.
Yes.
Okay. Now. That's true. Now, I have a recent headline I want to ask about because many people have said, I've read, I've heard that she's incredibly insecure. So what about in the case, you know, David Justice spoke out this week about how he felt wrongly accused by Halle Berry many years ago when they were married. Do you think that insecurity has anything to do with an issue if one person knows that you have not done something, but the rumors are so strong, and so they don't confirm or deny it. They just let you fall under the bus as it's rolling by.
I mean, it's kind of tough. It's kind of tough, man. As a man, the man in me, like, you know, voicing my opinion or emotions through social media just seems more of a woman trait. As no offense to the women that do it.
Right.
But I'm just saying that just seems being emotional is not what most men should do on social media.
Correct.
But as a celebrity, I get where he felt that he may have to voice it in social media to get the proper attention. It's a very thin line with that.
Yes.
But as far as the particular issues, man, it's tough, man. It's two sides of the story. Everybody, you know, the truth, their truth, and what's really happening. You know what I'm saying? So, man, that's just tough, man. That's a tough situation that they're going through right now.
Yeah, I'm aware of a lot of situations like that where something happened and then the media jumps on a story that this guy did this or he did that. And the woman involved never confirms nor denies it.
Yeah.
I had a client many years ago who a rumor started between two NBA teammates.
Mm-hmm.
And it was over her. Mm-hmm. And she never corrected it.
Mm-hmm.
And it got so bad that one of them ended up getting traded.
Right. No.
Hate her to this day because she never spoke out and said, this is wrong.
That's that line. That's that line where you know, you definitely want to incriminate yourself by any manner. But then sometimes you just got to say, you got to let it.
Like, sometimes if you do speak out and you talk on it, it's like you give the story legs and then they come up with some other shit. So it's kind of like it's a catch-22. Yeah. Like, do you just, like, let the shit die down on its own?
Right.
Because the minute you say something, then they start trying to dig for something else.
Yeah, exactly.
This is true. This is true. But do you think it's true that, you know, the baggage that we carry from previous relationships kind of, you know, build on our insecurity?
Yes, that shit definitely spills over for sure. I think if you don't heal within yourself, you're going to bring certain insecurities or certain baggage from your previous relationship if you haven't dealt with whatever the issues are.
I think it all depends on your outlook on everything, man. Like, if you look at it as a negative, it will be negative. But you look at it as a positive, you look to grow from that relationship, then it's not considered baggage, but a foundation to build on something better. You know, so it's all on your perspective.
You got some wisdom over there in that cranium.
Hey, a little bit.
So, Alan, tell me now, does, you know, if you're dating a woman and she has a male friend,
okay,
does that make you feel tad bit insecure?
This is not about insecurity. It's too different. For me, as a man, from a male perspective,
yes,
there's male friends, and then there's family. And there's a difference. Now, this is how I consider it, because I don't have female friends. I have family. If I'm spending a lot of time with a female, I consider her family. Meaning that, in a well, nutshell, this is it. Let me get into the mic real quick. This is it. If that man can look at you naked and not be uncomfortable, then I don't trust him. Period. And that's not fair, because if my sister, if anybody that I look in that particular man, she's negative from me, I'll be uncomfortable.
Okay.
And that's my take on it, is that not that you can't have friends, but you always must understand that this individual is still sexually attracted to you. So you wouldn't put yourself in position for things to go wrong. Like ounce in prevention is worth its weight in gold. So if you have your understanding of this friend, like you're not going to be in an intimate setting with this friend for a situation to occur, is what I'm saying. If you have that understanding of that, this individual at the end of the day is still sexually attracted to you at some point.
Okay. Well, you kind of didn't answer the question.
I did. I didn't dodge nothing. Simple rule.
Okay. I'm dating a dude and he has friends that are chicks or whatever. If he can call that girl up and be like, let me come over there and fuck you, and she's like, what? Hell no. Then that's really your friend. If she's like, all right, well, come through.
That's what I'm saying. It's a difference. We say the same thing.
But how do you ever know that? If you're in a relationship.
Call that bitch on the phone.
Well, no, chicks have played the role.
And how would you ever know that?
No, but that's not for me to know. It's for the woman to understand. Because how many times have you had
situations? But the question is about you, not about the chick you're dating.
No, but see, that's the thing. I'm not insecure about anything.
Oh,
it's about me preventing
anything.
You're
not insecure about anything?
Insecure about dealing with my woman, no. Because the thing is, I was taught a long time ago, what she going to do is what she going to do.
Okay.
It ain't gonna be nothing I could do to control that.
Okay.
You know, at the end of the day.
So how do you
appreciate
typically
a man that's not insecure?
Yes. I agree. It takes a very strong man.
Because I dated an insecure dude, and I'm telling you, he thought I was fucking my trainer. He thought I was fucking everybody. I'm like, he's gay. Like, it just, no matter what I said, it was like, no.
I might switch it up tonight.
I'm sure
today, tonight might be the night.
So, honestly, I felt like I spent, like, most of my relationship trying to prove that I wasn't doing something.
Oh, you smiling at that waiter,
huh?
Hey. Right.
I waited too long.
Like, what he come over there talking to me for? I'm like, because he knows me. Like, it was too much. That's terrible.
Okay. All right. So, Alan, how do you typically respond if you are dating a woman who is insecure? Whether she's insecure about your success or, you know.
It all depends on what she's insecure about. It all depends on what she's insecure about. And then that's how you deal with it. If it's something with my career, that's definitely a red flag with me, because I spend so much time involved in my career. So if that's something that I have to spend extra energy on, that's probably not the battle I want to fight. But if it's something within her when this is a beautiful individual and me helping her become more whole within herself, I'm able to battle with that.
Right.
But more or less on the other side of things with the career, no. But if it's within her, I'm all for it.
Okay. All right. You gonna help her get it right?
Yeah, that's my job.
you ain't gonna leave her?
That's my job.
All right. Well, it is time for our fabulous find of the week, because we always got something new to introduce to you guys. Now, I mentioned that Alan has quite a few, projects on his plate. He's a busy man.
Yeah.
So one of his companies is Vineyard's Finest, and it was born out of one young man's dream.
Yeah.
So he felt the need to make that dream a reality by paying respect to the place that helped spark such ambition, the Vineyards.
Yes.
So tell us a little bit about why you started it.
I started the inspiration behind it. I grew up in a neighborhood called the Vineyards, and it was a rough neighborhood. It was an area where, like, my basketball coaches wouldn't even drop me off after practice because it had this reputation And I want to change that reputation. I want to build it to where you can be successful. It's honoring the individuals that come out of those circumstances mm-hmm. and make good out of their lives. Mm-hmm. And that's what it represents.
Okay. Yeah. All right. And where can everybody find?
Oh, man, definitely go to vineyardsfinest.com. A portion of the proceeds actually goes towards my Demo Nurse Foundation, which provides free acting classes for foster kids and at-risk youth.
So. That's amazing. And it's not just T-shirts.
It's not T-shirts. We got T-shirts. Hats. We got workout gear for the ladies. We got hoodies for the, you know, it's getting cold out here.
You bring us no workout gear?
I got you.
I'm on a diet.
I got you.
All the time.
I promise I'll bring y'all some stuff, definitely.
Oh, nice. All right, so let's move into our last segment of the night. Mm-hmm. We call this one Between the Sheets.
Okay.
So we know that, you know, even if you have great self-confidence, right, when it comes to being in the bedroom, mm-hmm. I think that is an area or one room in our homes where I think our biggest insecurities come to light. So, you know, I recently looked at an article I found at thoughtcatalog.com, and it okay. talked about some of the top worries that women have when they are in the bedroom. I'll just tell you a few of them. So, am I getting too loose?
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Does my vagina smell?
That should not be a problem.
Well, everybody has a body odor, right? But what, right? That's, is it an uncomfortable smell?
I think you need to know what you smell like.
Yeah,
for me, like, I finger myself and I taste it. I need to know how it tastes, like, all of that. Like,
you've never had a threesome?
Wow.
I do. I'm saying, I think that's important.
I agree with
if
you.
I'm telling a dude to go down there, I need
right.
to know what it tastes
you
like.
You know the flavor. Right. That's right.
Okay, all right.
I'm with you.
So, what do I have a pretty vagina? Women think about things like that. Does this position work for me?
Well, that's definitely something.
You know, am I living up to his filthiest fantasy?
Ooh, that's
okay.
I don't have those problems.
It's because the threesome. You might want to talk to him again. You might want to revisit that one. I'm trying to help you out there.
Revisit that. Out of this list, how common are these insecurities for women? And do you agree with the list?
I mean, I don't have any of those insecurities. Not in my bedroom, at least. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But I think they're valid points.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're valid points for sure.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't, the too loose.
I know. I never thought about that. Never thought about that. But. So, Alan, how would you make a partner, someone you were dating, feel comfortable about her insecurities when it came to sex?
Well, I mean,
get a drunk.
No, never, never. That's something that's another pet peeve. But for me, like I said, I'm just venturing off on a whole other lane, but I grew up around with nothing but women.
Uh-huh.
I'm the only boy in my family.
Really?
So I have a different,
wow.
Outlook on everything as far as women and physicality and nurturing. Well, basically, before any sex could be involved, it's all about emotional. Women, you guys are more sexually driven by your emotions and your mind.
Mental.
So if I'm not in communication with you about sex and how it's going to go about and what turns you on, and just in that communication, whatever I do physically doesn't even matter. You have to be emotionally connected to me. So for me to make a woman comfortable in with her insecurities is all through to my conversation, and that's what I focus on. It's not more of the physical. It's
okay.
all about communication.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, I think that would help her for sure.
Yeah, definitely.
So, Jen, how do you deal with any insecurities your partner might have? I mean, you know, you are a fly girl. You're not shy.
Yeah, I can't be with an insecure guy. It just doesn't work for me. Like, mm-hmm. I'm an alpha female.
Mm-hmm.
And not that I'm dominant in a bedroom. I can be.
Mm-hmm.
But I normally like for the guy to, like, take the lead. And if you're being insecure, that just doesn't work for me. So
okay.
I think before we even get there,
mm-hmm.
I need to connect with you on a mental level.
Okay.
So I know we're on the same page.
Boom.
Okay. So I believe that men and women should express themselves. They should say what I like, what I don't like sexually.
Oh, I'm all for
right?
it.
So at what point do you have that conversation with someone you're dating?
After the first time I fuck you and it's whack.
Damn it.
So you wait until it's bad?
You wait until it's bad.
Well, I'm saying, because here's the thing. I think the first time, like, you're exploring each other, you have to figure out, like, what works. And I think, like, you don't know. Everybody is different. So, you know, what might have worked for my ex, right. You know, it doesn't work for you. So right. I think at this age, we're all mature, mm-hmm. and you need to have that conversation. Like, okay, I like when you do this, but can you just do it a little softer? Or when you do this, like, it has to be, like, you can't think people are mind readers and they know what you want. Mm-hmm. But I think you should give everybody a fair chance that one time, because the first time is like, it's not awkward, but it's like you're getting to know each other.
I get it.
Okay. And then after that, like, okay, listen, boo. I need you to do this a little different. We're going to do it like this.
With me, it's different.
How about you, Alex?
With me, it's different. Like, okay. For me, like I said, before I do anything physical with a woman, you must already have had an orgasm in your mind with me before I do anything, before I even touch you. Okay. That's kind of my situation, how I handle that.
Okay.
Like, it's just, well, the first time, it's always something there. Like, it's always room to grow.
Okay.
You know, it's always room to grow. But as far as that intimate and that emotional connection, again, that's what sex is all about. You know what I'm saying? That emotional connection. The mm-hmm. physical is just, you know, it could be whack. Mm-hmm. He could be the greatest lover of all time, but if the girl's not into him mentally, it don't matter what he do.
Right. She won't care one
it
bit.
It don't matter what he do.
She won't care one
yeah,
bit.
Yeah, yeah, so.
So, okay, so you've made her have an orgasm. Now, back to my question
okay.
that you like to avoid.
I'm not avoiding. I'm answering the question.
I'm just going to maybe rephrase the question.
Talk to me.
So, do you believe in communicating what you like to your partner? A woman you're in a relationship
yes,
with.
Yes.
Sexually. Okay, so yes. when do you do that?
Yes.
Do you do that?
I do that before sex.
Oh, you
this
do?
This is what I'm saying. Okay. Like, I have to, in communication.
So you tell her, like, okay, listen, I want you to suck my dick like this.
I see, it's better, like, ways to do it
I
than
mean,
that.
I'm
but
just,
yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah, I mean, you
elaborate.
I see. And certain women do like that. Certain women like aggressiveness. It's all mm-hmm. about the particular individual, the woman, and how she receives her. Some women are not as strong and confident with themselves as you are, that I'd be like, yo, I need you to do this, bend over the counter. Like, that
yes.
would excite. That would excite. That would excite. That would excite certain women. There's other women you got to be a little more timid with. So, depending on my partner, it's how I would express that, but we will express that through conversation before we do anything.
Before you do anything.
Yeah, yeah,
okay,
definitely.
All right. I appreciate that. Yeah. I appreciate
so you
that.
You just had to rephrase it.
It's all good.
All right. So let's talk a little bit about our segment that we have a segment that we call I'm Just Saying.
Okay.
And that is when we ask our viewers to write in, talk to us, give us feedback on the show.
Mm-hmm.
Let us know, do you love us? Do you hate us? So if you haven't done it yet, I want you to reach out to us. You can tag us on Instagram and Twitter, justsayingshow_, or you can send us an email at justsayinglive@gmail.com. We want to know, is there a topic you want us to talk about? We want to hear from you. So don't forget, talk to us. Mm-hmm. And this has been an enlightening show. Jennifer.
I learn more about this woman every time
I sit next to her. You know, but before we wrap up, Jen, why don't you give our viewers one little piece of advice about any kind of insecurities they might be having and tell them how they can keep up with you?
I mean, I think being insecure just starts with within. So I think you have to really do some soul searching and just you have to learn to love yourself. We all have flaws. You have to fall in love with your flaws and love your strengths as well. And just whatever you're insecure about, just mm-hmm. find something you love about it. Like, you're not going to like everything about yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Some of us do, but some of us don't. And it's fine. It's fine. Just embrace yourself. Nobody is perfect. And I say, when it comes to the bedroom.
Oh, here we go.
You know, if you're insecure, I would say that is the only time it's okay to turn into another person. Okay? In the bedroom, you can pretend to be whoever.
Okay. Okay.
But
we listening
you,
now.
Not when you walk.
We listening.
Right. Not when you walk out the door. Just embrace yourself. But in the bedroom, you could turn into whoever you want. And make sure you keep up with me on my social media platforms. on Twitter at I am Jennifer and on
great
Instagram
segue.
At JenniferWilliams17.
I'm sure you will get lots of attention tonight.
Great segue.
Alan, please give our viewers one thought about insecurities and how they can keep track of all you have going on.
Oh, definitely. Well, I keep a simple philosophy. Life is nor negative nor positive. It just is. So you have the power to decide how you see things. It's perspective. So if you want to see things as negative, that's what it will be. But if you want to see things as positive, that's what it will be. So if you change and start to really be conscious of your perspective, then things will change within yourself. You can follow me at Alan_Maldonado on Instagram, Twitter. Visit the website. MaldonadoIsEverywhere.com. Be sure to check out Vineyard's Finest right here. Only Sun Productions. And yeah, man, God bless everybody.
All right. Well, ladies, for all of you watching, thank you for spending another Friday night with us. I would like to look at insecurities as they are just like fears. We all have them. We all have them at one point or another in our lives. And I believe that when we can acknowledge them, know that they are real, know that in that moment in your life, whatever you're feeling insecure about, it is real. But see, when you attack it in that manner, acknowledge that it's there, you also can muster up the confidence to move past it anyway and continue to move forward. I'm Diane Valentine. You can keep up with me across all social media platforms at Diane Valentine. Thank you for joining us. We will see you next week. Good night. God bless.
Good night, everybody. And this is not liquor, everybody. If y'all think I done drank this whole thing, this is not liquor. This is soda. This is soda. This is soda. I know they probably comment like,
keep
yo, he don't drink.
From producers Maria Menounos, Dario Crispin, Tiana Hobson, Kevin Undergaro, and the entire BHL crew, we would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us at info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us or Instagram us at BHL Online. And I'm your BHL announcer, Scipio. Instagram me at Planet Scipio. Thank you for tuning in.
The views expressed here are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.